Team, today we're talking with my friend Dr. Adam from Legacy Bioscience about peptides, nature's cellular communicators that are revolutionizing health optimization. Peptides are precision molecules that work directly with the body's systems to enhance performance, recovery, and overall wellness. They have a targeted approach, and quality peptides offer a safe, effective path to biological optimization. It is a perfect conversation for this platform. And Legacy Bioscience brings another level of quality. Their peptides are made in America. From synthesis to refinement to processing and packaging, they ensure unmatched purity and consistency you can trust. My friends have been raving about the results they've been getting from this company where they've had none in the past. So in a market with varying standards, Legacy is a company that's committing to quality control and transparency. And that makes all the difference in the world for people who are serious about their peptide journey. So you can use code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN for an exclusive discount on your Legacy Bioscience order. And if you're ready to be blown away by the power of this molecule and what these molecules bring to the market, keep on listening. Welcome to the Beautifully Broken podcast. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel, and on this show, we explore the survivor's journey, practitioners making a difference, and the therapeutic treatments and transformational technology that allow the body to heal itself. Witness the inspiration we gain by navigating the human experience with grace, humility, and a healthy dose of mistakes. Because part of being human is being beautifully broken. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Beautifully Bald Guys podcast. That's not true. It's the Beautifully Broken podcast. I'm here with my favorite Dr. Adam. Wait.
Hello. Yes.
Adam, is your name spelled wrong?
No, it's spelled right. Dr. Adam Boender, B-O-E-N-D-E-R.
I've always pronounced your name. I've said Bodner.
Yeah. You know, I get Bender, Bowender. And then if you really want to go all the way back to my wedding reception dinner, it actually, they put boner party. I'm like, how do you miss two letters? I don't understand it, but okay.
I love it. I love it. Classic. Yeah. Classic. Well, yeah. Welcome to the show and thank you for being here. Thank you for taking time out of your very, very full schedule. Full schedule by design, because I know you are a person who is filled with tons of purpose in life.
Yeah. It's, you know, when God calls us to something, we've got to fulfill it and we just got to keep going and don't let anything stop us, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So we're going to talk peptides today. And we've done a peptide talk, I want to say, probably 2 years ago. We had Natalie Ninnem on, and we dipped our toes in the water. Mm-hmm. And we did talk about different peptides that you can do orally, injectables. But I want to jump into the topic. If you could start us off at a beginner level, what is a peptide?
Yeah, no. So peptides by nature, well, first thing that I always like to explain is that everybody has peptides in their body right now. So we hear about peptides that we're ingesting or we're injecting or all these different things, but peptides simply put are their communication molecules that allow our body and our cells to truly communicate. So we've all heard of amino acids. Amino acids are just that, like lysine, glycine, all these different things. But when you combine amino acids together, with these very specific bonds, a chain of amino acids creates a peptide, usually between four amino acids. I mean, you can go all the way up to 150 different amino acids long. And so amino acids bound together are a peptide. And then if we take it further, peptides combined together then create proteins. Now, we've all heard of proteins. So, and all of those are different forms of communicators within our system. So our bodies can utilize from amino acids, peptides, and even proteins.
Yeah. So I love this. I love that this is going in this way into the conversation. So do I, Adam, like if I'm a complete being, right? Like I should have everything I need to heal. You know, as a human being, do I have a peptide deficiency? Why would I need a peptide?
I don't think that anybody has deficiency. In fact, I don't think anybody has deficiencies in anything, you know, because we hear of, you know, from like hormone deficiencies or all of these, I mean, again, we can talk about deficiencies all day long. I think that it comes down to efficiencies, that we have a lack of efficiency within our system. You know, there is, it's very well known in research that, you know, we have things called cellular exhaustion. We have stem cell exhaustion. We have just exhaustion, right? I mean, people get exhausted. If we think of the physical exhaustion that we can carry on a daily basis, mental exhaustion, you name it, now take that all the way down, not just to a cellular level, but an intracellular level. What if our mitochondria is exhausted? What if our stem cells that allow replication, in a sense, new life, new production of other cells, if they become exhausted, they're going to be less efficient. And so, in a sense, our turnover happens slower. There's actually a thing called the Hayflick limit, and that's actually the research that shows every cell in our body has a very specific turnover limit, meaning that it's only going to replicate a certain number of times. And every time that replication happens, the DNA, the RNA kind of adjusts and changes a little bit. Our telomeres begin to shrink. And so eventually when our cells reach that limit and the telomeres reach that end, well, that's the death of it. So, but yeah, I don't think there's a deficiency at all. I think that we are made purely to heal, to survive, to thrive, to combat all these things that come at us. But, you know, we all know that when we're exhausted, when we're stressed, when we have these things, we don't function as human beings as well as we could. Now, if you take that down again on a cellular level or an intracellular level, think about all those components not working efficiently and communicating and functioning the way that they should. So, I mean, I think that's where the state of dis-ease comes into play. And then we call those diseases when it's only just a dis-ease between that communication and the environment that it's in.
Yeah. I think about it when I think about a peptide, I think about if I were to open up the book Harry Potter,
yeah,
and I were to take out all the thes,
yeah,
and still try to make sense of the story, that it would probably be there to a degree, but it'd be really chunky.
Yeah.
And so if we think about this idea like a signaling molecule or helping with the communication network, as you said, the body is designed to heal, to regenerate.
Mm-hmm.
But that gets broken up, that communication. So can we talk about that a little bit and how a peptide may solve for that?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I want to first say like peptides aren't made truly, and this is perfect within this, they're not made to fix a broken system. They're made to optimize a system that we have. And so, yeah, if you take out those does, I mean, I say all healing is, it is, it's like a book. If you're missing certain parts, it's kind of like, so I don't speak Spanish. I know a couple things, but if you do and you're talking to me, you're saying things that I should know, but it's just not processing. The words are still the words. They mean the same thing. It's just that there is a lack of that communication. And ultimately, I think like health in and of itself, health is the ability to heal. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. It's ultimate function physically, mentally, socially, spiritually, not just the absence of disease. It's about communication. And the downfalls of really what happens in our health is that we don't have the right resources. Okay, so we need the right resources. The orchestration of those resources is not happening properly. We have an environment that is not good, both from internal and external factors. And then the communication breaks down. So there's really like, to me, there's four components of true health and healing. Well, what are peptides? They are ultimate, in a sense, optimizers to give your body the resources to then orchestrate the system to, whether it's clean up an environment, direct a pathway, and they are very, very specific in what they do. Peptides are made for very specific purpose. And so I talk about, you know, peptides for purpose. It's, you know, tiny, tiny molecules that have a dramatic effect, because you can direct, you know, peptide therapeutically towards sleep, recovery, joint health. I mean, cancer, again, this is what the research is showing. So there's peptides that are made very specifically that, again, our body already makes them. It's just the exhaustion that happens, and there's not even the lack, but the lack of efficiency of those peptides is not allowing it to do what it used to once do. So that's really kind of the partnership of peptides within the body, again, can create better efficiency of that communication to allow the right process to happen.
Adam, I talk a lot about, you know, I say this often on the platform that people often reach out and they're looking for a moonshot. You know, it's someone in very sick, late stage chronic illness, you know, mm-hmm. what have you. And I will say, you know, there's definitely places where you can go to get, you know, it's like the Hail Mary treatment. Mm-hmm. And it's my understanding that, again, this body is a system needs this like biological blueprint in which there are these non-negotiables, i.e., you know, I need to oxygenate the system through proper breath, you know, proper nasal breathing, boost nitric oxide, whole food nutrition, time in colds, time in warmth, community and purpose. When these are not in place, when this blueprint is not existing because we're in an epidemic of chronic illness, do peptides, can they still deliver? Again, can they still facilitate this terrain where healing is possible, even if we've got all these lifestyle things out of alignment?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think any of the things that you've mentioned, I mean, I've been really kind of on this kick of trying to eliminate this term biohacking, you know, and I know we talk about this a lot. In fact, I carried an axe around at the last conference that I was at. I was like, we got to stop hacking things into place. You know, because in a sense, hacking is a forceful nature, not a finesse nature. And our bodies are made to have finesse. I mean, it's probably the most complicated thing on this earth in its communication pathways and networks that truly there is no one thing that is going to be like the magic bullet, no matter what we're told or what we think and what new thing is happening from, you know, we need the cold, we need the warmth, we need all of these different things. I mean, ultimately, you break it down to its simplest form. It's like you go outside for sun, you know, you put your feet on the ground. Peptides can still be utilized when our body's in a state of chaos, because a lot of times, you know, our bodies, they're creating these peptides. There's certain peptides that are coming from like the thymus gland, but as we age, that thymus gland begins to deteriorate and goes away. And so what we used to be able to utilize, we can't anymore because that organ is technically gone. Well, what if we could still, in a way, create that exact same peptide that was released by the thymus gland to elicit a response that it once did before, like thymosin alpha-1, which is huge for immune system function. And there's tremendous amount of research showing that it supports things like cancer, increasing NK cells or natural killer cell therapy, T cells, naturally within the body because of the effects that it has by hitting very specific receptors. So even in a sense, like a bad environment, that we may have or a toxic environment, it can still, now, will it always work as efficiently or does it always happen immediately? No, it takes time. Just like aging in and of itself has its own timeline that we are slowly kind of degenerating faster than regenerating. Peptides still aren't a magic bullet. They're just a part of the piece that I think that you need, to me, ultimately, a little bit of all of them. And so I think they're good add-ons to bio-optimize really where you want to be. So, and they're very specific to that. So let's say somebody is going through all this stuff and they're, whether a healing center, they're going through these things and, you know, they're not hitting the sleep like they need to, which is obviously essential. You have peptides like DSIP, Delta Sleep Inducing Peptide. It was actually researched and found for people dealing with jet lag, helping them to get faster recovery of sleep, getting into that deep REM sleep much quicker. So yeah, there's a lot of different things that can truly just, in a sense, optimize the other things that you're doing. Hopefully that answered that. I go down many rabbit holes. I get excited on a lot of this stuff.
It did. You know, this is the beauty of the conversational format is that we can go off track. And luckily, you know, I've done 232 of these. I will always pull us back. So don't worry about going down a rabbit hole. A lot of times we find ourselves in a divine, magical place.
Yeah. Well, and we also don't have much hair to block anything, so it gets right in there, you know?
It goes right in. I also love the way that you frame that. And for me, coming from my lived experience, I was one of those people. So until I had an experience with a really good PEMF device or, you know, I had done, I had this manual drainage therapist or someone worked on my scar tissue and I had this huge improvement. Yeah. All of a sudden, I had this experience where I knew I could do it. Mm-hmm. And it had been so long of me trying, like all of these stabs in the dark, you know, a lot of times with little to no education, self-application, self-administering, great treatments, great modalities. I could say ozone therapy was one where, you know, I never had a great guide. And until I went to one of your trainings, you know, I really learned. I was like, oh man, I was so close. And if I had just done this with a little more intentionality and a little more purpose, that probably would have been one of the absolute game changers for me. Right. You know, not that it wasn't good, but it could have been great.
Yeah.
And I want to dig into this, like you said, peptides with purpose.
Yeah.
Like, how does one approach this world? Because I said to you and I said to your business partner that my experience with peptides has not been great. Right. I listened to a podcaster. I get super stoked. I'm like, oh, I'm going to buy this and that and that, and I'm going to heal like Wolverine.
Yeah.
And, you know, now I could be the sourcing, could be how I was measuring, could be how I was doing it, but I didn't have an amazing result. So how do we engineer for that?
Yeah. I think like anything else, I mean, we all start a journey at some point, and it usually just starts with research. I mean, we see something that's like, oh, I have a problem. I see something that could be a solution, and we start going into it. But we are so bombarded by so many different things today, especially in the world that we live in with, I mean, every different social media outlet that we have, there's a different solution. I got into this ultimately because, you know, my wife, and we've talked about this with chronic Lyme disease, mold toxicity. I mean, the things that she has suffered from seizures for hours on end, you know, and so our journey has led us from ozone therapy to stem cells, exosomes, hyperbarics, vitamin IV therapy. And if I tell anybody that we've tried it all, I mean, we have tried it all. And I went into a lot of these things before I even knew what half of them were. And so I think that, you know, when it comes to peptides, the first thing, you know, which you did mention this, and it was a quick over, like, you know, who knows if it's good or bad, you know, the product that you're putting in your body. And I think that's one of the first things that you want to check on is making sure that a product that you're putting in, it actually comes from a good source. There's so many products that are brought in specifically in the peptide industry today that are not clean. They're not pure. You want to make sure that you have something that is something, to me, I would say is sourced, you know, from the US, not coming from outside. There's great things that come from outside of the US as well, but they don't have the same regulatory as much as, you know, there are some three-letter entities that I'm not huge fans of. One of the things that there is to make sure that things are safe and that the quality of things that you're getting are safe and reputable. With peptides, it's important. I mean, if you're injecting something subcutaneously into your body, you want to make sure that that product is clean and that it's pure. So, and one of the first things that I tell people to check for, and I know this is it's simple, but it's very true, the cost of the product that you're actually putting into your body. If it is cheap, then technically you're going to be paying twice because you're not getting what you're actually getting in that vial. And the second is that you're probably causing more harm to your body with bad reactions, endotoxins, you don't know. And so I would say cheap costs twice as much. And because then you're trying to fix the problem that it actually caused if you didn't invest in the right thing in the beginning. And it happens. When I was treating patients a lot and they were trying to get off medications and going through all this, and I always said, it was like, sometimes we have to treat what that medication did to you before we can actually get to the underlying issue as to why this issue is actually happening in the first place. So there's different things there. You know, sources for that. I mean, I have a great source. It's actually peptideresearcher.com. There's a really cool guy. He's bald that writes stuff and then he puts it online so that people can have a source for legitimate information. And then... I think reconstitution is a big one. Knowing what you're actually putting into your body dosage-wise is essential. You'll find so much research out there. So again, seeking out that help. There's Next Level is a consulting group that we work with as well that helps guide people along the road for that. But I would start peptide researcher, start diving in. And if you are going to utilize peptides yourself, and even if you're working with a physician and you're going through this, I would always say start low. Don't, you know, everybody's like, oh, I want to go after this. Again, peptides are very precise, but you're working in a realm of where we're used to medications and like vitamin IVs, where you get like a 500, 1,000 cc bag and you're getting, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 grams of something. Sometimes it's milligrams. With peptides, it's micrograms, such small amounts. And that's why I say, you know, there are these little things that can create such dramatic results. It's a quantum experience, I would say, is it gets in there and it does what it needs to do. So research, you've got to figure out for yourself. But I mean, there are sources like myself and in peptideresearcher.com that have great information. And it's and again, it's research based. What does the research support for specific things? You know, there are peptides that are for like healing. I mean, you talk about the Wolverine, which is typically like this BPC-157. Everybody hears about body protection compound. I will tell you one thing about peptides is they all have crazy names. There's peptides like SLU-PP-332. Really cool peptide. In fact, people call it exercise in a bottle. So it's an exercise mimicker and made for metabolic health and out of the market a lot right now, but we're working at some development within that. You see, it comes from the gut lining and gastric juices. We know that the gut has quick turnover for healing and restoration. So utilizing something that can be pulled from that, it increases endothelial nitric oxide, helps with vascularity, helps with blood flow, and it does help with a lot of tendon, ligament, anti-inflammatory effects. Yeah, and I think one of the great places to start would be listening to this podcast to learn more about peptides.
Yeah.
There's a good source.
Yeah. So you said peptideresearcher.com.
Yeah.
We'll definitely put all of these in the resources. We'll go back and scan these. Adam, so that's also been my experience when I think the one thing that I ever had my doctor compound for me, we did a compounded version of trizepatide and really small. It was like, I think I told you it's like 10 ticks on a insulin needle, really small.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I mean, that was too much for me the first time. The first time I had no, I mean, Adam, I looked at food. I was like, don't want it. You know, I could feel everything get a little tight in my gut. I was like, I don't want food. I don't even want to, it sounds awful. And so for like 4 days, you know, my system just kind of intestinal motility also slowed down for me, which is bad with the scar tissue.
Right.
So I had a really strong reaction and found I had to cut that in half.
Yeah.
But I have noticed, you know, now I'm not using it for weight loss. I'm not obese. I was using it for just kind of low-level systemic inflammation to see what happened with that. Mm-hmm. I'd had some good luck with like rapamycin, but I didn't like all the side effects of that. He was like, well, let's play with some peptides.
Yeah.
And I'm on a little low dose one time a week, little microgram, and I'm really impressed. Like I can... It's the first time I've ever done a peptide and I've been like, man, I can't believe how little the dose is that has an impact on me.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, I mean, you can think of it like an ant. Ants are so small, but they can lift, what, like 100 times their body weight.
That's
Peptides are, in a sense, kind of like that. I actually explain a lot to clients when I'm teaching is that also peptides, they're like reading glasses, all right? They're not going to weaken your eyes, but they're going to help focus what you need. You know, obviously reading and so on, but like peptides are that same way. It's not going to weaken an environment that they're put in because people ask that a lot. Like, well, if I use this, is it going to weaken whatever natural peptide I already have and slow down that process? And I say no, because it's only there to optimize what's actually happening. A great example of that are like growth hormone secreting peptides. People have heard of like CJC, 1295, ipamorelin, tesamorelin, surmorelin. These create pulsative effects within the hypothalamus and the pituitary gland to naturally release growth hormone within the body. And that can create anabolic effects. Now, I'm not talking anabolic like steroids, but as we understand, anabolic just means growth. It means enhancement. You know, it's adding to, whereas catabolic means it's taking away and it's destroying. But yet we still focus on the anabolic as a bad word. It's not. But people ask all the time, well, that's going to denature and disrupt your natural growth hormone production. I'm like, okay, well, I don't know about you, but once you hit 30, everybody's disrupted with their growth hormone because it drops 10 to 15% every decade. Because again, we have cellular exhaustion, we have hormone exhaustion, we have communication exhaustion. So if we can add a natural pulsative effect to allow your body to naturally release that again, that's really what peptides are doing. It's optimizing that specific system. And they're extremely safe. That's, I think, the other thing that a lot of people understand, that peptides are so safe because they're going in, they're doing their work, and then they stop. And the pleiotropic effect, that down-regulatory effect, is coming from the reaction that they're creating. It's like, here, I'm going to tell you what to do. Now you're just going to keep doing it. Like, again, growth hormone or BPC. BPC will stay in your system maybe for 30 minutes, but yet it's still having a healing and a restorative effect for the rest of the day. You know, growth hormone, it can stay in your system sometimes an hour, 2 hours. There are some like CJC that may be 6 days. That's why tirzepatide, like you're talking about GLP-1s. We can do a whole podcast on GLP-1s, but the reason why you're doing it once a week is because it will stay in your system and have an effect for that long. And so there are people that'll do some microdosing on that. Well, they'll cut what you're taking. So let's say that whatever you're taking, that small tick that you would actually cut that in half, but do it twice a week instead of once a week. And sometimes that helps to kind of subdue the side effects, which could be, you know, sometimes it's constipation because it slows down that gut motility. And then sometimes there's nausea, there's dehydration that can happen. So you want to make sure that you're obviously staying hydrated through that process. But I think the part that they miss on that specifically is, like you said, the anti-inflammatory effects. When you can start to balance out insulin and glucose, which are some other things, I mean, and there's tremendous research now on a lot of these GLPs that show that it helps with cognitive performance, neuroregeneration. Well, why is all this happening? Why is it good for heart? It's not just about losing weight. It's about when it can help to balance and regulate glucose and insulin. Well, now we have less of an inflammatory response in the body.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. I love it.
It's so good. It's a very exciting time. I mean, I think the safety profile, the lack of side effects, the lack of adverse reactions is just, you know, what do you know the name of the company that's like one of the fastest growing companies? I think they surpassed Apple in their value of that's doing the big GLP-1s.
Oh, I mean,
I know the brand name. One is Wegovy, and then Eli Lilly has one.
Yeah, Eli Lilly has theirs. Oh, yeah. I mean, they're opening manufacturing facilities everywhere. They're trying to shut down a lot of the GLP-1s through the 503As and 503Bs. You know, they want to corner the market. I get it. People can't compound. There's going to be shortages. There's going to be other issues there. But, you know, it's interesting to me because what they do is they're creating something that's actually naturally occurring within the body as well. They do have to adjust and shift. But, you know, when they see something good, they want it to themselves. But there's other ways and other options too outside of the GLP-1s for natural, you know, weight loss. Like AOD is a peptide. It actually stands for anti-obesity drug. And it's a peptide that works very, very well. It's a fragment of a growth hormone that helps with, and does help with muscle preservation. And again, GLP-1s don't cause muscle deterioration, just to make it clear, because that is a big issue that was pushed out. But what I can tell you is that when people don't eat, because you said, hey, you took it, like you didn't want to eat a thing, right? So where do we store all of our energy? Most of our energy, it's not in fat. Most of the energy that we store is actually in muscle tissue. So the glycogen stores and everything is in muscle tissue. It's the last thing that burns off of your body actually is fat. It's going to pull the glucose and everything, the energy stores out of the muscle tissue. And so people were not eating. So what happens? Their muscle starts to deteriorate. You look and think about this. Somebody that has what they call like the semaglutide like face or butt or however they want to say the one. And then you look at a picture of somebody that's anorexic, you realize they look exactly the same. It's because they were starving themselves. And so just to put a picture so that you have an understanding, like we still have to eat. The whole purpose of these GLP-1s truly, I believe, is to help people make a lifestyle change, not to be the magic bullet for weight loss. Like I'm on retatrutide. It's a triple agonist that helps with metabolism and everything. You're on a double, which is tirzepatide. I don't need to lose weight. I'm 8.5% body fat. I weigh 182 pounds. I lift. I actually take it because it helps me build muscle. When utilized right and you increase your protein intake like you should, you are okay. And then you can start to choose the better foods, the better options. And as you lose weight, you can start walking again and exercising. Again, peptides are a piece of a puzzle. It's not to be a magic bullet and to be the thing. It's sometimes to help you get over that hump or to get to the next level of where you need to go.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I need to have my mom on a podcast. My mom is, you know, it's a lifelong journey for her with exercise and eating right. And she does an amazing job. But I want to say since December, she's down like 32 pounds and she looks incredible. I mean, she sent me pictures yesterday. I was like, I forwarded them to my, I was like, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Like, and she looks, you know, she goes to the gym, she works out, she walks every single day, she eats clean, you know, we got her PEMF device. She does a lot of great stuff. And now it's like just ultimate synergy. And I'm so excited. My query or my question for like everybody in this field is that it's my understanding that the nutritional content of my food is half of what my grandparents, from a mineral and a vitamin standpoint, you know, we could take a peach from like 1950 to 2025. Yeah. It's different because of farming practices.
Yeah.
So I pause when people tell me we're going to slow down the food we're already eating without having a conversation about, well, let's look at, we're going to do this intervention and let's look at the quality of what we're taking in as far as like our macros and then also our micronutrients. Because
absolutely.
I know, like we just said, you know, there's a great show on Netflix. It's called Alone. Have you watched Alone, by the way?
Oh, yes, I've watched it. Yeah.
Dude, I'm so addicted right now. People are going to get tired of me talking about it. But
the
implications for me, I'm like, man, we are putting people in the container that I talk about. I'm like, you need to be in alignment with nature. Here's a contest. When you're not in alignment with nature, you go home.
Yeah.
You cannot make it.
Right.
You rise with the sun. Your body's shivering off from the cold. You're scared. Your moments of fear from running from animals. You're foraging. You're living off the land. I was like, I would love to run labs on these people. I actually think I want to write a pitch for a show and it's like something like The Wild Cure. And it's a little more controlled, but it's all about just lab work. And we're going to teach these people what happens when we go back to the land. And I know it's not for everybody, but if there isn't a better concrete evidentiary proof of like, here's what healing looks like that show is just, it's amazing for me.
It is. And, you know, to get onto that, man, like people, I'll say that even the term myocardial infarction, okay, people think it's a funny word. It's okay. It just means heart attack.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that wasn't even a term. If we're going down this road, we're going to go down this road. I mean, until like 1940s, 50s, even into the 60s, which is crazy to think about because that wasn't that long ago. I mean, I get it. I'm 43. Okay. I was going to play the joke where I tell people I'm 60 and then they believe me for a second, but no, I am 40. You've heard me speak on stage. I always throw that one out there and I do get like, wait, huh? But like even the buildup of like children's hospitals, I asked my own parents, hey, do you guys remember children's hospitals when you were younger or even teenagers or young 20s? They're like, no, we didn't have them. It's like, where we've gone in our healthcare, which we don't have healthcare, you know, we have sick care. That's all it is. It's taking care of sick people. And then we're told by our physicians that it's your genetics. Nah, that's not true. I mean, our genes are only 2 to 5%. Everything else is what happens to us. We have the power. We have the control. It's what we're allowing to happen to ourselves. We sit in rooms all day. I mean, I've done talks on sitting is the new smoking because the effects that it has on our system. You know, we're not in the sun. We're not putting our feet on the ground. You know, we're not going from warm to cold. We're not hunters and gatherers anymore. You know, we have DoorDash. It's like, yes, I am a DoorDash person. So, but like we try to park the closest to the door at the grocery store as we can because we don't want to walk an extra 10 feet. I mean, we have a broken system, but yet we complain constantly about our health and we don't want to do anything about it. It's sad. It's sad because then we wait until we have something like a heart attack or a stroke. And it's like, oh, I should probably do something now. And even then, half the time, you don't have the resources to be able to do it because you have no idea. But that's where a lot of people that I get to be connected with, they've either have somebody that's been through that, which has transitioned them to want to learn more, or it's themselves who have had that. And they're like, I got to figure this out. Because this is the only temple that we have. It's the only body we have. If we don't take care of it, what else are we going to do? So I went off on a rant there. I'm sorry, dude.
But it's great. It's great. Friends, I know we can all agree that modern life takes a toll, from stress, poor soil quality, processed food, and way too much caffeine for most of us. It drains the minerals from the body that we desperately need to function. We weren't built for this environment, but there's a way to bring the body back to balance. Beam Minerals taps into nature's original blueprint, using humic and fulvic compounds, ancient plant-based molecules that deliver minerals directly to your cells. Not only do they deeply hydrate, they also bind and help remove junk your body doesn't need, supporting detoxification. It's really not a supplement. It's more of a cellular restoration product. It's a food. There's no sugar, no additives, no filler, just clean ionic minerals your body remembers. You can use code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN and reconnect to the way your body was designed to thrive. Ancient wisdom, modern health, Beam Minerals. Let's get back to the show. Adam, a lot of times that I'm learning something new, be it the lymphatic or we're talking about a new technology like an oxygen chamber or a red light device, I anchor it. And, you know, I like to get people inspired and have these like things. It's like, oh my God, they do that and that. What really jumps out for you as far as peptides? It could be studies that you've come across where you're blown away by the impact. Yeah. It could be just the nature of the modality and things you've seen, or you could hear even report back to me from other practices that you have peptides where they're using that in a practice and some things they've seen from the therapy.
Yeah, man. Now, so, I mean, I've been in the peptide world industry utilizing them myself for, it's probably 10 plus or longer, 10 plus years. You know, and I've tried a lot of different things. And I think that's, you know, again, we learn as we go through it, or I say we grow through it. But I would say the most impactful thing, there's been honestly two peptides that have stood out to me over the last like year and a half that I honestly didn't know about and kind of hit me in a sense of like a full system type of scenario, because I say that peptides are very specific. Like, yes, BPC can reduce inflammation, but a lot of times I think of it for like joint health, you know, ligaments, tendons, and that, or DSIP for sleep. But one of the big ones for me is one called Epiphalin. It's actually the research behind it actually comes from Dr. Cavinson, who has since passed, but a Russian scientist. He was really big on bioregulators and the research behind all these bioregulators. Again, bioregulators that our body makes and are utilized, but Epiphalin or Epitalin, sometimes they take the H off. It's the same thing. But how it works specifically on the pineal gland for really resetting the system. And I say resetting the system, the body's system, for DNA repair, helping with the telomeres. So it slows down. We talked earlier about how our cells go through this process where it's called apoptosis, cell death. You know, it's done. It's not working. The mitochondria is not functioning anymore. Well, Epiphalin actually will slow down that replication process. So it slows how fast that cell is going to die off. So it helps with that telomere. And through that, it's also healing that cell all the way down on the mitochondrial level. And at first I was like, oh, this is super cool. DNA repair, you know, it helps with the telomeres. But then I started researching more and I'm like, oh, it's helping people with their sleep cycles. It hits three different enzyme receptors on the pineal gland. And it didn't hit home until one of our affiliates that we were working with, she wears a Whoop watch. And her name's Amanda. She's incredible. She's a health coach and wellness coach. I met her when I was training a large organization. She had been exposed to toxic mold, black mold. And so this is where the other peptide is going to come into play. And I had just learned about a peptide called VIP, vasoactive intestinal peptide, again, from the gastric lining. And my wife had started on it and was getting incredible results from mold issues, again, her chronic Lyme. But the research is where this really gets super cool, because she's wearing this Whoop watch. She's been tracking her sleep cycles, you know, her health, her wellness for years. And I said, okay, what we want to do is, because of the mold, we want to do this reset. We're going to do VIP, because VIP is known very in the mold and SIRS community as a peptide that helps specifically with decreasing inflammation, helps with mold toxicity, to me, viral, helps with lung health, things like COPD. So this is what the research supports for VIP. A lot of good stuff comes from your gut, people. Make sure that you're putting good things in there. So went through and we did this cycle of Epiphalin, 10 milligrams, 10 days. This is Cavinson's protocol, 10 milligrams, 10 days straight. You only do it like twice a year. And so she's starting this 10-day cycle and she calls me like on the third day. She's like, "You're not going to believe this." And I always love it when people start with that. I'm like, "Oh no." I was like, "Wait a second." She goes, "My sleep." She goes, "I wasn't expecting this, but I've been watching my Whoop watch." And like, I was maybe at like, I think she said that her regular deep sleep was hitting like, was it maybe 50% on her Whoop watch? 3 days after starting with Epithalon, she was like upper 60s, getting into the 70s. And I'm just like, "Holy cow. Okay." And it just continued. And she has now did her 10-day cycle. Her sleep is still there. And this has been 4 or 5 months where her rest is still sitting there. Now, she goes, "Epithalon's the best thing in the world. I'm telling everybody about it." And she does. And what I've seen consistently is people are getting the same results. Like, people are now, they're waking up earlier and they're getting upset because they like to sleep in. They're like, "But my sleep is getting better. I'm just up and I'm going." And again, these are one things they're adding in. And the VIP then, it got her back. She's a professional cheerleader. She does health and wellness coaching. She goes, "Adam, I couldn't function. I couldn't work out. I couldn't lose weight. Irregular cycles. This combination of these cycles became regular again." And she didn't change. I mean, she is eating well. She's exercising. So, I mean, to me, that goes to show that sometimes just a little bit of something can have a dramatic response and a result for somebody. And I also have to say, everybody is also different. We can't have the same expectation for every single person, but I can tell you that we've been seeing it time after time after time, even with these two. And it just kind of goes to show that when we're allowed to give the body something that it needs, even in a bad environment, the body is so resilient and so ready to heal and so ready to get to that next phase. Sometimes it's just the smallest thing. And from there, you start to actually live in a point where you're not being reactive to your health. You know, you have proactive sides like, "Oh, I can now start to do the things that I love." And that's what I've loved about this. And those are just two. I have many more stories on others, but I'm a big researcher. I love to dive into research. I love to see what these peptides can actually do for the body and what they can support. And then I get to see it from the experiences of individuals. And I think that's the beautiful thing about it is people are again, living the life that they deserve.
Yeah. Adam, well, you said SIRS. I just want to say for the audience, most people will know chronic inflammatory response syndrome.
Yeah.
Often associated with Lyme, biotoxin illness, black mold, mystery disease. And, you know, this is, I've been having this conversation since 2009 when I was told some of these things. And we did talk about VIP back then. It was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. When you say, it's funny, I say epitalone. That's
to me, there's like potato, epitalone, epithalon. We're good, yes.
When we would talk about Epithalon, did you say she was doing 10 milligrams, 10 days straight?
Yes.
Now that's high for a peptide, right? Isn't it? Aren't they usually in micrograms?
Yes. Yeah, that's actually high. And then that's, so there are a few where you're doing higher doses. I mean, you think of the GLP-1s, well, semaglutide or S1, I mean, that's typically starting at like 0.25 milligrams. Tirzepatide, people typically are starting at like 2 milligrams, 2.5 milligrams. So again, it depends on how long it stays in the system and the response. But that's one of the ones that's probably going to be on that really the highest dose. MOT-C is another one that you'll sometimes dose at like 5 milligrams up to 10 milligrams. So there's a few that you can go higher. You know, if you want to talk safety profiles, I tell people like BPC-157. I mean, I think I can't remember what the LD50 is, which is the lethal dose. So we talk about lethal doses of drugs. That's where those terms come in.
Yeah.
I mean, don't quote me. I know this is recorded, but still, don't quote me. It's something like, I think you could do 10 to 20 grams per pound of body weight.
Oh,
and
wow.
You're still going to overdose on BPC-157. Do not. And even if you remove this from this, just so that nobody does that, it'd be impossible to do that, quite honestly. I don't know where you'd get that much. You'd have to go buy a kilo of BPC somewhere. Even then, that's not going to match. But the safety profile, again, is so good. on a lot of these. I mean, some people get responses like a niacin flush sometimes when they'll take them, especially with some of the growth hormone secretagogues. VIP, sometimes you'll get like that niacin flush from that as well. It's just opening up kind of that vascular system and allowing the body to do what it needs to do. But I think they said the half-life of VIP is like 5 seconds.
Wow.
I think they said once it's in the system, it's just going. Kind of like ozone. I mean, we talk about ozone. The moment it hits the system, it's binding.
It's gone.
You know, it's gone. Right. It's doing what it's done and what it needs to do, creating that hormetic response and allowing the body to begin to restore.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely think there's going to be a greater ability of the public to accept peptides than ozone, because we have that stigma yeah. that it's, wait, you want me to do what? With the gas? Wait, don't we need the ozone layer in the earth? When you say VIP, is that taken through a nasal spray?
It can be. So there's different modes of applications with different peptides. So VIP, vasoactive intestinal peptide, is what it stands for. It's a VIP in my book, but it's a little dad joke for him. But
no, it's great. let the dad jokes roll.
Just let them fly, right? So yeah, you can do those. I've only done for my wife and for people that I've worked with the injectable. I honestly think, you know, there's the theory of like getting it up through the cribriform plate, you know, it's going to access the brain faster, or even just getting into the nasal cavities. Because a lot of times with SIRS, I mean, you can have Marcon's, which is going to be,
that's right,
you know, the issues within the sinus cavities. But, you know, then I also sit here and I think, well, if you have that much mold and issues within your sinus cavity, how well is it actually going to absorb as well? I would rather do intranasal ozone, help to get rid of a lot of that junk, and then you could do some nasal application. But there's peptides that are oral. There are some good oral applications and peptides. I think BPC is great because it goes through the gut. Now, you have to make sure that you have a great enteric-coated capsule. Again, not all peptides are the same, so make sure that you have that. There's subcutaneous. So that's just going into that fat tissue layer, you know, right under the skin. So squeezing around the belly. And I'll stop here for 1 second. When we talk about peptides, most people don't realize. So insulin was the very first peptide that was actually developed. So that, and then oxytocin. So there's a couple of peptides that people might recognize more than, you know, SLU-PP or whatever other name we want to throw out there. So you have the sub-Q injection, and there's different sites. I mean, people do sub-Q injections on the posterior of the tricep, about 2 inches out from the belly button. My favorite spot is actually the upper thigh. So I'll squeeze the tissue right above the on my upper thigh, and I'll just inject right into there. So again, I do tell people, switch spots. It's not fun to prick yourself, but they are little insulin syringes. They're super small needles. In fact, my kids have dealt with mold issues, and so we've utilized, you know, VIP and even thymosin alpha for them. So my kids can actually, they take the injection. So if you're scared of needles, it's okay. My 8-year-old does it, and he's fine. So you will be too, I promise you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's intranasal, which, you know, some of the nootropics and also VIP, you can do intranasal. I still think the best mode of application to get the most efficacy from a peptide is going to be your sub-Q injection.
Yeah. Yeah. That's been my experience. I've got the most from the sub-Q. And that would, my one example is the trizepatide. Is there anything else that falls under this bucket? I love this because there's so many people on here with, we'll say, the mystery illness that are listening to the podcast, always looking for better support. So we've mentioned VIP.
Yeah.
We mentioned epithalone. And what else? You said thymosin alpha 1. Could we have a bigger conversation around that, about immune system modulation?
Yeah. So thymosin alpha 1 it's a peptide that, a therapeutic peptide that naturally is derived from the thymus gland. So again, as we age, you know, our immune system is going to diminish. I think a lot of the great things, there's thymosin beta 4 as well. There's a few different ones, but thymosin alpha 1 is specific. I call it, it's like the king or queen. I don't really care. They're both up there, of anti-inflammatory. So it modulates. We have to understand too that, and I'm sure you've talked about this a lot, our inflammation responses and our immune responses are tied together. You know, if our body is not, you know, having a balanced inflammatory response, our immune system is going to be in disarray. In fact, these cells that will die off, these apoptotic cells, there's the things called zombie cells. Have you ever talked about zombie cells on your podcast?
Very little, but okay. I mean, we've mentioned senescence and senescent cells. Yes. Cells that kind of wander around, not doing their job, and they are a biological burden to the energetic system of the body.
Exactly. And so one of the terms that we've given them, and you can read literature on it, is zombie cells. They don't think that their job is done, but basically these senescent cells, their burden is that they're basically like little cells on fire. They're creating inflammatory responses. They're disruptors. And so, you know, what things like thymosin alpha-1 can do is it can actually help to, in a sense, gobble those up, start to get rid of it, because thymosin alpha-1 really helps to activate T-cell activation. So that's a big one. They have antiviral effects. Research has supported cancer therapies, specifically with thymosin alpha-1, but it really does suppress that inflammatory response so that the immune system can go up. It activates naturally in your body NK cell therapy. And I say therapy in the fact that your body is therapeutically releasing more natural killer cells, which those then can actually create both that adaptive immune system and that immediate immune system response as well. So if you can increase that NK therapy in the sense of your cells, then you're going to have a longer lasting effect. And I think that's a lot of where like thymosin alpha-1 comes into play long-term, is that when you can naturally increase NK, T cells, T regulatory, I mean, that's a down regulatory effect that you're now creating. So it's not just for today, it's something that's going to help tomorrow and the next day. So it's a powerful peptide.
Yeah. Adam, as I'm listening to you say this, you know, I can imagine there are people out there that are a little more cavalier. You know, they're willing to go to a website and say, mm-hmm. I've read the research. I understand this. What about a person, and honestly, the older I get, the more I don't want to do it on my own.
Yeah.
The more I want a person to be able to either listen to what my experience is and say, oh, this could be good. Or I want a person to sit down with me and I want to look at some quality labs.
Yeah.
And I want to really make an educated decision on how to best spend my dollar. I also am very passionate and very frugal. You wouldn't know it by looking at the toys in my house, but for a majority of my life, I have this program, Starving Actor Mindset, and I'm very frugal. And with longer time spent in this holistic wellness longevity space, I think you can't throw money at a problem. Just like, you know, you need education behind it. So where does that person go? Who's the person to talk to make an educated decision around peptides?
Yeah. So we have a consulting group. It's the next level, because we're helping people get to the next level. We have coaches and consultants that are on that you can set up. It's basically, it's a free discovery call to sit down to see what is happening. I don't like using the word free because then there's the associated everything's free. but that's okay. I don't mind free, especially when it comes to your health, because I think that I don't mind giving something and having people have something for free if it's going to actually better the results and the outcome, because it's just education. I mean, that's what people need. They need to have an understanding. And there's too many people that are charging. Like, what's hard for me is like you go to a doctor and they're like, your consult's $600. We don't even know what I have going on. Like, it's like $600 to just even figure out if you can even help me or not. And that's probably a low end for some of these specialty physicians that are out there. But the next level we've created to be able to sit down, go through and help people to understand, you know, maybe peptides are a solution. Maybe they're there to help. Maybe you don't need them. It really is just figuring out what it is that's going on. And then we can even direct you to where you may need to go. You know, and if you're talking with your physician about moving into peptides, I would just ask them a few questions. Do you even offer them? Do you understand what they are and what they do? I will tell you, most physicians don't even understand that GLP-1s are peptides. They don't know that. That's a crazy thing. So that website, it's actually the next level. So it's THENEXLVL.com. But we also have a private Facebook group that we created. Next level private Facebook group. It's called Peptides and Beyond. Next level, Peptides and Beyond. We bring you in. It's a private Facebook group where we're just talking about the different things, and we're hosting live events. We're just bringing the information for people to know what's out there. I mean, we have a lot of people that are interested in the weight loss. We have people that are interested in, you know, body composition. There are peptides for sexual vigor and vitality, and that sometimes people don't even realize are out there, you know, and that's a big thing in this world today, that, you know, for both men and women. And I think that it needs to be known that there's help. So, yeah. So there's a few different options there for people to be able to get some answers and solutions. And but if you're talking to your doctor and you want to even ask them, just for that, ask them if they know what a peptide is. If they say no, then that's probably not going to be the person that you want to be talking to. Because I do get this a lot. Well, let me go talk to my doctor about these peptides. Like, great, go talk to your doctor. But before you talk to them about what may be recommended or what you're looking at doing, first ask them if they even know what a peptide is.
Yeah.
Because if the first answer is no, you're not going to get very far.
Yeah. Well, I love that as a resource. The Next Level sounds great because, again, for me, you know, and I know at the times when I was struggling with mold and Lyme, my mental clarity was not good. I needed it laid out. And I mean laid out, you know, Adam, I needed Freddie. I understand what you're feeling. You're going to look at solution A, B, and C. This is what happens on Monday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
You're going to come back to me in 90 days and we're going to talk about what you're like. I need it laid out like the yellow, like yeah. Candyland, Yellow Brick Road. You know, yep. There can't, because again, it's not my expertise. And when you're in a state of suffering or struggling at that moment, you need a guide.
Yeah. And it's hard. I mean, with my wife, I mean, and you understand this too, that you're told so many things are the answer. That's, I think, one of the hardest things. It's like, oh, this is the answer. I mean, it's like, oh, we should do the bee sting thing. Oh, okay. You know, or this is what cured my Lyme. And people are very, very kind and generous to share what worked for them. And don't worry, it's going to work for you as well. But again, it's a journey. I don't think peptides are the right answer for everybody. And just like, I don't think hyperbaric's the right answer for everybody. Ozone's the right answer. I think that sometimes it's little pieces of all of them, but it's having somebody listen and to see what direction we may be able to take somebody and to guide you on your journey, because it is your journey. We just are fortunate enough to be a part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for me, I will say, I mean, things that I've done in the last year of getting off caffeine, you know, finding a coffee that has paraxanthine, not the caffeine, I get the same brain benefit. My brain works way better. And I do not have a lull. I don't have a lull. And it's great coffee. It's just not sponsored by them. It's called Rare Bird. I mean, it's incredible. PX Coffee. You know, Sean Wells came out with an energy drink called, oh God, he's going to kill me. But it's a paraxanthine. Man, he's going to kill me. Hold on. I got to look it up. I literally cannot get off this podcast.
I want to know.
Sean Wells Energy Drink Update. I didn't even need to go there. It's called Drink Update.
Okay.
And that is, they're now carrying in my grocery store in Austin.
What?
You know, I went and I was, you know, we have a schedule. We have a thing. You got an interview. You got an output. You got to work out. You got a dinner date later. And I was like, I'm dragging. I'm going to go get a coffee. And I went in. They had Drink Update. What? In the grocery store, in the HEB, I was like, this is incredible. This is incredible. And it's just little things like that.
Yeah.
And for me, I found things that don't pull from the energy credit card to go through the next 2 hours of my day. I was like, I know there's an allure. Because we started out talking about energy, right? We all want energy.
Yeah.
Well, there's an allure. But I always found I would pay it back and it would be the next day that the sleep recovery just wasn't there.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's where that showed up. I literally borrowed from the energy credit card.
Well, I'm glad you're sharing this with me because I need these things. I really am. I'm like, I've got four kids and running all over the place. The business, I'm like, it's perfect. I love learning new things. So,
always, man, always. And that's why I always say that this is, it's a jumping off point. This is a conversation starter. That's what a podcast is. Nothing in this podcast is medical information. It's not intended to cure, treat, mitigate disease.
Yeah.
This is literally conversation starter 101. And we've mentioned a couple avenues where people can find a professional.
Yeah.
What if you want your doctor to be the guy? What if you love your doctor? He doesn't know peptides. Where do you send your doctor to get the education?
So my phone number, no, I'm not going to share my phone number on here directly.
Don't do that.
No, I'm not going to do that. No, I actually do have we have a training entity for physicians to help to educate them. We have Med Data Bank. It's actually, it's a shift off of our Next Level. We have Next Level Consulting one-on-one. And then we have our our physician and our training. And I also work with a great, great group. And you know, Christy as well. So, you know, we host trainings all over the country. I've written programs internationally and spoken internationally on peptides and regenerative medicine. But yeah, ours specifically is on peptides. So from med data banks, research based on everything, which I love, and quick guides on for physicians to say, hey, this, you know, here's the peptide. This is what the research shows is the benefit. This is how you actually reconstitute it. These are the things that you need. And so we've spent a lot of time building this out because, again, to me, this is a big part of the future of where I truly believe medicine can go with the safety profile, with the efficacy of what these peptides can do. It's going to be a battle and it's going to be a journey. But, you know, if people are hearing more and more about peptides, it's because they work. You know, there's something out there that's working. And I do want to say this, I know I'm jumping off on this, but collagen peptides in a powder are different than the peptides that we're actually talking about. These are not like the small collagen peptides that can, and they do help with skin. I mean, copper peptide is great for skin.
Depends on what type. There's so many different types. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so I don't want that to be mistaken because I also don't want you to like take that powder and mix it in some water and try to inject that into your belly or something.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Because I've heard stories. Don't do that. Those peptides are still very, very good for you. And you want to utilize those. But these are different, very direct. When we talk about things like Themos and Alpha 1, they're single entity peptides. So, but yeah, Next Level is one of the places that we have people that come to us, physicians specifically, for training, education. And so we have memberships that help get them within, and we start teaching and training so that they have the background needed to be able to offer this to their clients and move forward.
Great.
Yeah.
I have a couple follow-up questions. I know we're at an hour and I know we're going to do this again before you leave. I'm a pretty big believer of test, don't guess.
Yeah.
You know, we have so much great data now. I actually got a Theriome test from Micah down on the kitchen counter. I've got self-decode, where I've been really impressed with the new printouts on the Theriome.
Yeah.
You know, really understanding it's like, well, you're inflamed, but it looks like quercetin actually helps suppress this viral inflammatory response as opposed to turmeric for your genome, right?
Right.
So we have so much data. We have so much information out there. Are there any tests that you love that are really popping out to you? Maybe, you know, it's environmental toxicity. Again, maybe it's something like some of these next level genomic sequencing that are a priority for you.
You know, I actually love Theriome's testing. I think that they're cutting edge, quite honestly. And it's very specific to the individual. I will say one of the things with peptide therapeutics is there's no specific tests for the peptides. And so when we do get tests or we're utilizing testing, a lot of it, we're looking at hormone regulation. So testosterone, estrogen, you know, those are all essential tests that we like to see because I think those are also foundational tests. I mean, we're going to look at liver function. We're going to look at thyroid. But ultimately, what we see on the gene side is when people are using things like epithalin or, you know, some of these DNA repairs, we do start to notice some of that. The biological age begins to diminish. You know, we know our chronological age is going to continue to go up. But it's, again, it's about optimizing the system. So anything that I see, I don't test specifically on anything besides the hormones right now, because that's the main thing that we're looking for is if we can optimize the hormones, create a balance there, how are we going to then take it to the next level with the peptide? So a peptide is not going to go in and change like T4, or it's not even necessarily going to go change your testosterone levels because they are very site specific for a specific organ, for a specific response, like sleeping. So the tests that I typically like to see are things like, you know, from my field, it's like her Whoop watch. What is she seeing changes in her sleep cycles? What is she seeing, you know, with energy, which again, we can see those through other tests. But unfortunately, I wish I had a specific one, but we don't. We actually have talked with Theriome about, hey, what if you were to take these peptides and we put this into your system and we do some testing and we can then pinpoint, because that's how specific they can be, that we could say, well, this peptide would be best with this dosage for the sleep or for the spleen or the liver or whatever it is. So we've actually talked with them a little bit about that, which would be super fascinating.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I know. It's I looked at the report yesterday. I was like, okay, things are about to change. You know, I've been talking a lot about this idea of wise spending with your investments on health. Mm-hmm. Again, it's really easy to watch popular medical doctor who has a huge platform tell you, you know, you need this and this and this. But again, we have to have this base camp built out of this biological blueprint, these non-negotiable lifestyle practices.
Yeah.
If you're kind of looking at the field now, is there anything that you see people coming in the door? They're like, Freddie, I'm really struggling with this. Or Dr. Adam, this is really like, it's like a nail in my foot right now. That could be chronic sleep. That could be chronic stress. That could be chronic pain. What's been your experience?
I think every single thing that you just mentioned, because I mean, that is kind of the world that we live in. It's people need more energy. They're not sleeping enough. And I'll tell you, the number of people that just suffer from chronic pain, it's ridiculous. But I think pain is a result of the other things not being in place. Meaning, if we're not getting the sleep that we need, you know, if we're not moving, I mean, motion is life. So when you don't move, pain is going to actually come up as well. But yeah, energy, sleep. And again, I would say inflammation, but nobody comes in, man, I got all this inflammation. It's like, hey, can you figure this out for me? No, it's a symptom base, but sleep and energy and pain are kind of the big ones. I would say more often now, we are getting the mental. A lot of people are coming in, and now that I'm thinking about it, is like they're looking for mental clarity. I think it's because we also live in such a busy world. People are going all over the place. So I think that's a big one. People also do kind of live in a fear, a little bit of things like Alzheimer's and dementia, which I think we've built that system to create. And again, underlining issues, inflammation, you know, sugar imbalances. So we do utilize it. It's a peptide called Dihexa, which is incredible. And the research supports it specifically for Alzheimer's and dementia. It's our first capsule that we actually have. And it's amazing. It reconnects synapses of the brain, helps with firing, cognition, recognition. I call it the limitless peptide, but it's a phenomenal peptide and easy to digest, pun intended, because it's a capsule.
Huh? Yeah. I mean, that's the limitless pill is sign me up. Well, I'm excited to send some people your way. As always, I celebrate you doing what you're doing. If people want to go just get the next level, we're going to list Facebook group. What's the name of your peptide company, which I don't even think we mentioned?
Yeah, it's a Legacy Bioscience. So legacybioscience.com is the name of our company. Incredible products. I say that obviously because we've been utilizing them. People have been utilizing them for a very long time. But yeah, that's how you can look at our products specifically.
Great. I'm definitely going to create a resource guide for this just so people understand where to go for the consult, where to get clarity, where to get the peptides. As always, we have a discount for the listeners on this show. And peptides are an investment, but we're going to give a discount. You can use code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN in the cart. And I looked at the site. I thought your prices were really very fair for what I've paid. It's been a little ridiculous in the past for some of the investments. I've dumped $600-800 and again, had no benefit whatsoever because I think I did it wrong, or we could say the sourcing was really, really poor.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to say to people about the investment of peptides or the financial side?
You know, I mean, we briefly touched on the financial people, whether, you know, on the pricing, to me, it's always, you're really going to get, in a sense, what you pay for. If it is cheap, you're probably going to get something cheap. If it is a little bit more expensive, there's probably been more testing and more things that have gone into it, which is typically what's accounting for that cost difference as well, because there's a lot of testing that we do to make sure that we have a pure product. But anything that you buy, like you said, I mean, it's an investment. You know, we invest in what we value. So, you know, you don't have to spend crazy amounts of money to get great results, even with peptides. It's just utilizing them the way that you should, and then the results come. So we've got support for that as well.
Yeah. I mean, I lean in towards like, man, what's the ROI if I were to get 4 hours of deep sleep every night? you know, in my 8 to 9 hour right. cycle? Like, what is that value? Can you price it? You know, what's the value of showing up to your granddaughter's wedding and you actually walk her down the aisle as opposed to sitting in the back in a wheelchair because there was no room for you?
Yeah.
Like, you tell me the monetary value. I can't find one. I always find it funny what we pay for homes and, you know, what we see, what we think we need on HGTV and the car that's parked in the driveway that we don't use for 98% of its life. I'm a firm believer. Let's sit down with a workbook. Let's reprioritize.
Yeah.
Let's just do one day. Let me go through the supplements that you're taking now. I'm going to tell you most of them are non-essential, that they're elective, that you, and you actually don't have your bases covered. Minerals, micronutrients, aminos, they're not present.
Yeah.
Let's just go simple. Let's see what you feel like in 90 days there. What are you paying for health insurance? Because it's not health, it's disease management. So let's reprioritize that.
Yeah.
There's ways to really quickly show somebody where you can save $30,000. I've done this for a bunch of people online before. I'm like, let's sit down, let's do an audit.
Yeah.
You know, you tell me you don't feel good. Let's talk about just what about your gym membership that you don't use?
Yeah.
Let's have a conversation or the drop-in yoga class. It's $25. You know, we can say, I'm like, there's so many systems we can just reprioritize if you're willing to show up and do the work. I promise you the money's there. That's what I usually tell people. Just like sit down and do a good audit of what you're spending. Are you getting the results that you want? If not, let's make a change.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's price versus cost. I mean, price is the one-time thing. It's what you're paying right now. The cost is what you get out of whatever it is that you're wanting to invest in. You know, I don't know if it was Jim Rohn or who was speaking on this, it's Proctor, but he talked about buying a bike for his son and he didn't want to buy the expensive bike. So he bought the cheaper bike. And, you know, the price for the bike originally, instead of $200, it was like $85. But then what ended up happening is that bike's brakes went out like 2 weeks after he got it. The chain kept falling off. So he had to replace the chain. And then, you know, the tire went out. So he had to replace the tire. And he goes, within like 6 months, he's like, I'd already spent $300 on this bike that was supposed to save me money because I wanted to only pay that price of $85. He goes, so I went back, bought the $200 bike, and it lasted for 4 years and didn't break down once. So,
yeah.
You know, sometimes we associate just this initial cost, that price right off the bat. But like you said, it's what are you going to get from that down the road? And to me, I mean, peptides are a great investment to optimize your health and to help get you to where you need to go. But again, they're not the only solution to what you need. I truly believe that 1,000%. I think that there's other things that need to be implemented and utilized. Nothing will beat sunshine. Nothing will beat walking. Nothing's going to beat getting your feet on the ground. Those are things that you can't replace with anything. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we need to have both conversations at once. Adam, it was such a pleasure having you on. We'll do it again. We'll link everything in the resources. It's the Beautifully Broken podcast. This is your first time on the show. I can't believe that, by the way. I can't believe this is your first time on the show. You know, we talk about these times when we fall to the ground and that process of picking yourself back up is this catalyst for change. Yeah. What does it mean to you to be beautifully broken?
Oh man, don't make me cry, dude. It's
give us the heart, give it to us.
Yeah, dude, it's you know, I do this for, I mean, beyond myself. It's I think that most of the time I feel like I'm broken, but if I don't feel like I'm broken from the aspect of from spiritual to physical to even my family life, then there's, in a sense to me, and this is maybe weird to say, but there's nothing to, I wouldn't have anything to fill, you know, like those broken pieces, like something needs to be filled in there. And if everything is going great, then typically there's something that's off. I feel like we've been called to be broken down, to be built up stronger. And I think that's a beautiful thing that we often completely miss. And we want rainbows and butterflies. And I don't think that's life. So keep growing stronger. So that's, yeah, that's my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I would join with you in that and completely agree. I think that's the design of this human experience. That's the design of this universe. So until next time, we'll keep breaking beautiful. Adam, I'll talk to you soon. Big love.
Awesome. Man. See ya.
All right, team, let's be real. When your immune system goes down, everything in life feels harder. That's why I use Silver Biotics and I keep it in my cabinet and my travel bag. It's not hype. It's nano silver technology, backed by science and proven to support immune function. Most importantly, hear this, without wrecking your gut like antibiotics. This is fast-acting, broad-spectrum immune support you can take every day. And you can trust it when life hits you hard. I've used this in travel, under extreme stress, even post-surgery, and it's always come through. There's no resistance buildup, and there's no nonsense. It's just clean, simple support when you need it most. So you can use code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN for a generous discount in the cart at silverbiotics.com, because nothing feels better than knowing your body is ready. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, here we are with season 9 of the podcast. We're about to crest into year 6. Can you believe it? I'm so glad you're still here. And I just wanted to remind you, if you like the show, please head over to Apple or Spotify and give us a 5-star review. It really expands the listenership. Now, there's one big way you can continue to learn and deepen the relationship that we started in this very episode. You can go to beautifullybroken.world and you can check out our brand new website and store. Listed are all the technologies, the supplements, the self-quantification, the products, everything that I love, I personally use, and I've curated for this audience. Most of the items have a significant discount just by using the link or our code, Beautifully Broken, all one word, and they do support the podcast through affiliations. Now, if you want to see the faces of our guests and you want to watch me unbox products and see reviews, you can go over to YouTube at Beautifully Broken World. Now, this next message is from my vast team of internet lawyers. The information on this podcast is for education. By listening, you agree not to use the information found here as medical advice to treat, diagnose, or cure any medical condition in yourself or others. Always consult your guiding physician for actual medical issues you may be having. Now, in my closing, we are truly in a paradigm shift. We need you at your very best. So use these conversations as a jumping off point for further exploration. Always listen to your own body. And remember, while life may be painful, how we put the pieces back together is a beautiful, beautiful process. I love you so much. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel.